and welcome to International Report. Nigerians make up the largest number of migrants from sub-Saharan Africa who want to enter Europe. Thousands of them end up being stranded in Libya after failing to cross the Mediterranean from North Africa into Europe. Human traffickers often sell the stranded Nigerians and other sub-Saharan Africans into slavery, where they are held under terrible conditions. Against a background of growing concern over their plight, the International Organization for Migration, or the IOM, has in the last 2 years repatriated more than 10,000 Nigerians from Libya. Some of the repatriated women return home with babies conceived following rape by Libyan men. Correspondent Sema Lukoya in Benin City has been finding out more about the sexual exploitation the women suffered while in Libya in a two-part series.
Seated on a wooden bench under a mango tree at home in Benin City, Gloria watches as her baby hits sticks on a plastic chair, mimicking a drama. Gloria is one of many Nigerian women who returned from Libya with children born to Libyan fathers. For her, the child remains a sad reminder of the sexual exploitation she suffered in the hands of Libyan men who held her captive.
At night, the Mudi, that is the master of the place we were staying there, he would bring his friends. They would drink. After drinking a lot of, they would come to the guest room. They would tell us to naked. Then they would start inspecting each girls. Then they would pick the one they want to pick. So it's as if we were living in a prostitute's house. We don't have any choice. They will sleep with you. They will even beat you. They will molest you. Even as they are sleeping with you, they will be using guns to hit your head. And they'll be telling you to shout me, all those kind of stuff.
What does that mean?
It means good in their language. Sweet, all those kind of stuff.
Gloria became pregnant following her sexual exploitation. Some other Nigerian women who returned with babies spoke of gang rape by Libyan men. One of them prefers to be called Angela.
They dragged me into their car. It's Ilos. It's white. So they dragged me to the Ilos. Then they point a gun on me that if I shout, they will kill me. So they raped me, and that is how I get pregnant for my son. They were like six. They were six of them.
This baby belongs to a woman who would like to be called Janet. Like Gloria and Angela, Janet's baby was born to a Libyan who sexually exploited her. She says her physical looks made her a ready target for Libyan men.
I can put it in raping ways. They like raping Nigerian girls, especially slim, fair girls. That's the girls they like much. Then I was very fair with my hair. That was how they came to our camp to kidnap me. And that was how I got pregnant. I don't remember my memory anymore. It's very difficult.
The sexual exploitation the ladies suffered in Libya has ended following their repatriation to Nigeria. But returning home with Libyan-born babies is the beginning of another ordeal for these Nigerian ladies and their babies. This is Sam Olukoya reporting for RFI, Benin City.